Hare Krishna. This is the village of Kanchadapad. It is the home of Shivananda Sen and his family. Shivananda Sen had three sons, Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Paramananda Das. Paramananda Das was also affectionately called Puri, and later on was given the title Kavi Karnapur. One of the great books that he has written is the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, where he reveals who the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya were in Lord Krishna's Leela. He describes there that the two gopis, Veera and Duki, they combined to become my father, Shivananda Sen. Veera and Duti. Shivananda Sen displayed in his life the ideal principles of a Vaishnava. He was a grihastha, wife, three children, but yet the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted him as one of his most intimate associates. At one time in ISKCON's history, there was a battle between some leading sannyasis and grihasthas. The sannyasis were saying that anyone in the grihastha order is a fallen soul, and that all the brahmacharis in the temples under grihastha presidents should evacuate those temples and join their sannyasi traveling parties, and then that way they will be protected. So the temple presidents expressed their great anguish to Srila Prabhupada that they're stealing all our devotees away, these sannyasis. And meanwhile the sannyasis were saying, we're trying to protect these people. These householder means sense gratification. Prabhupada gave the example in a morning walk in Mayapur of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with the austerities of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, but how he was also so pleased with the devotional service of his grihasthas. In fact, Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya was inquiring about Shivananda Sen's pregnant wife, and with great pleasure even told him, when your child is born, name him Puridas. That one who is surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in whatever ashram is to be honored, and that person will certainly perfect his or her life. Then he dismantled the sannyasi's traveling party and established all authority to the grihastha temple presidents, because he could not tolerate this sectarian concept. Prabhupada wanted us to honor each other all as Vaishnavas and not simply judge people by these external designations. So Shivananda Sen, he would every year arrange for the pilgrimage from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. This was a very incredible service that he rendered. You know, we have this yatra with about 900 people, and we have trains and buses, and we have a whole international society's headquarters to arrange prasad and to arrange accommodations. But all the devotees of Bengal who were eager to see Lord Chaitanya, they literally had to walk all the way from Navadvip, Shantipur, and to Jagannath Puri. It was weeks of journey. Shivananda Sen, every meticulous detail he arranged. He would go ahead and make the arrangements, where they would stay, what food they would have, what prasad. He paid all the expenses himself, personally, for this yatra. He arranged all the accommodations, all the prasad, and he also was the guide, because he's the one that knew the way. And he did it jubilantly. It was his greatest honor and pleasure to serve the devotees. And he did it with such humility, really, genuinely making sure that each and every person in that party was fully satisfied. In fact, one time, an ordinary street dog happened to follow the party. And Shivananda Sen considered that if this dog is coming to see Mahaprabhu in Puri, then he deserves as much care as any other devotee. He personally arranged for that dog to get nice rice prasad every day. He protected it from any sectarian type of devotees who thought that humans are better than dogs. He gave it all honor and respect. To the extent, when they would go across a river, Shivananda Sen would have to arrange the boats and pay the expenses for all the boats. The boatman said, "No dogs allowed in my boat." He gave an extra donation just so that boatman would accept the dog. One of the biggest difficulties for Shivananda Sen was the toll stations that came about quite frequently between different provinces. There was taxes that had to be paid. And so that no one would feel any inconvenience, he would send everyone else ahead and he would stay back and work out all the detailed technicality of the expenditures of the taxes. So on this one day, he was being held up in this toll booth, and he told his assistants, "Make sure when it comes for prasad, you cook a nice mound of rice for this dog." So there were hundreds and hundreds of devotees. All the arrangements were being made. Shivananda Sen came a little later. He didn't see the dog anywhere around. He asked his assistant, "Did you feed the dog?" The assistant replied, "I'm sorry, I forgot." Shivananda Sen considered it was his offense. He was commanding the management of this endeavor. Therefore, if an offense was made, it was his. He sent a search party out for hours, searching for the dog. Please know, it wasn't his pet dog that he brought from home. It was just an ordinary street dog that just happened to join them as they were walking. They couldn't find the dog. He felt very, very bad. But he had to proceed toward Puri. When they arrived in Jagannath Puri, they went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Gambira. The Lord arranged all nice accommodations for each and every one of the devotees. The next morning, Shivananda Sain came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's residence. The Lord was outside in his courtyard, and there Shivananda Sain saw, along with the Lord, was the dog. With great humility, Shivananda Sain offered his prostrated obeisances to the feet of the dog, begging in his heart that the dog forgive him for his offense of neglect. Lord Chaitanya had some green coconut pulp, and with his own hands, he was throwing it to the dog, telling the dog to chant Krishna. Shivananda Sain saw that dog chanting Krishna, 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 and eating the remnants from Lord Chaitanya's hand. That dog was never to be seen in this material world again after that incident, because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sent this dog back to the spiritual world, giving him his original spiritual identity. Why? Because he was so dear to Shivananda Sain. The Lord wanted to prove this point, that if you become the dog of a great Vaishnava, you will most certainly get the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Another time when they were traveling to Puri, he did this every year. Not only the tour to Puri, but he had to arrange all the same accommodations, prasad and everything else, on the way back to Bengal. Such a selfless servant. Practically his whole savings he used just to serve the devotees. Once he was guiding the Vaishnavas, and there were some serious problems with the tax collectors. Shivananda saying, his mood of service, please listen carefully. He did not want any other devotee to feel inconvenienced. Any inconvenience, he wanted to take it all upon himself exclusively, so that every other devotee would simply enjoy Krishna consciousness. On this occasion, he sent everyone ahead to a village. They were waiting for him, because until he came, no arrangements could be made. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was standing under a tree, and he became very angry. He cried out loud that, why I have no place of residence? Where is Shivananda Sain? Why has he not come? Why he is so late? He started to speak very harshly about Shivananda Sain. He said, I have no accommodation, and I am so hungry I could die. For this inconvenience he is causing me, I curse his three sons to die. Shivananda Sain's wife was standing close by. She heard this. Just a moment later, Shivananda Sen appeared. His wife was weeping. Her heart was broken. She told her husband that Nityananda Prabhu, because you were late, he just cursed our three sons to die. Shivananda Sen, he said to his wife, "You crazy woman, stop this useless crying. For the inconvenience I have caused Nityananda Prabhu, let my three sons die." Then he went to Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda stood up and kicked him with his foot. Shivananda Sen, very blissful, immediately went to arrange the accommodations for Lord Nityananda with the milkman and arrange his prasad. Then he brought him by the hand and took him and gave him all his facilities. Then he came back and touched Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. He told him that today, my Lord, you have accepted me as your servant. Today you have properly punished me for my offense. This is your causeless mercy. Lord Brahma is not able to obtain the dust from your lotus feet. But today, those same lotus feet have touched my wretched and sinful body. Today, my Lord, I have attained the fulfillment of all of my desires. Today I have attained the fulfillment of my economic development, my religiosity. Today I have attained the ultimate fulfillment of devotional service because you have accepted me as your servant. My birth, my family, my very life have attained success today. When Lord Nityananda heard how grateful he was to accept the Lord's punishment, he embraced Shivananda Sen very happily and expressed his deepest love for him. And besides that, the sons never died. Lord Nityananda Prabhu exhibited this most terrible of all curses upon him just to sow the substance of what a real Vaishnava is. Has complete faith in the mercy of the Lord in however it appears. Has complete trust in the love of God in whatever form it may manifest. And is so humble. Does not think any punishment too great for the offenses one has committed. The Lord teaches the world through his devotee. Shivananda Sen had two nephews, the sons of his sister. One was Sri Ballabha and the other was Sri Kanta Sen. Sri Kanta Sen, he worshipped his uncle because he was just such a kind, compassionate, loving Vaishnava. It was intolerable for him to see Nityananda Prabhu kick him with his foot. He was thinking that my uncle, Shivananda Sen, is one of the closest, most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why does this Nityananda think that he's so exalted that he can commit such an offense to my uncle? He couldn't travel with the party anymore. He went ahead to Jagannath Puri. When he arrived, he was in a very confused and disturbed state of mind. He came to Lord Chaitanya. he was dressed improperly. Govinda was just about to correct him. The Lord stopped his servant Govinda. He said, "Do not say anything to him. Let him do whatever he wants to do. He's in a disturbed state of mind. We should make him peaceful." Lord Nityananda Prabhu exhibited this most terrible of all curses upon him just to show the substance of what a real Vaishnava is. Has complete faith in the mercy of the Lord in however it appears. Has complete trust in the love of God in whatever form it may manifest, and is so humble, does not think any punishment too great for the offenses one has committed. The Lord teaches the world through his devotee. Shivananda Sen had two nephews, the sons of his sister. One was Sri Ballabha, and the other was Srikanta Sen. Srikanta Sen, he worshipped his uncle because he was just such a kind, compassionate, loving Vaishnava. It was intolerable for him to see Nityananda Prabhu kick him with his foot. He was thinking that my uncle, Shivananda Sen, is one of the closest, most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why does this Nityananda think that he's so exalted that he can commit such an offense to my uncle? He couldn't travel with the party anymore. He went ahead to Jagannath Puri. When he arrived, he was in a very confused and disturbed state of mind. He came to Lord Chaitanya. He was dressed improperly. Govinda was just about to correct him. The Lord stopped his servant Govinda. He said, "Do not say anything to him. Let him do whatever he wants to do. He's in a disturbed state of mind. We should make him peaceful." Srikanta Sen heard the Lord say this to Govinda. He was thinking, the Lord is omniscient. He knows. He knows I'm in a distressed state of mind. Then the Lord asked him all about the traveling party coming to Puri. And he explained the welfare of each and every devotee. But he very purposely did not speak of the incident of Nityananda Prabhu kicking Shivananda Sen. Because just by the Lord's compassion to him, all of his distress, anxieties, and misconceptions disappeared from his heart. One time, Shivananda Sen heard that there was a great personality in whose body Lord Chaitanya was personally living. His name was Nakula Brahmachari. In Kali Yuga, there will be so many bogus people who declare themselves to be Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra. So he had a very difficult time accepting that the Lord was personally present in this person's body. So he decided that he would test this devotee. He came to the place where Nakul Brahmachari was. There was tens and thousands of people who were all coming to see him. Shivananda Sen said, if he can tell me what is the Gopal mantra that I have been initiated with? Then I will know that Lord Chaitanya is living within him. Shivananda Sen was standing way in the back of these massive crowds. Nakula Brahmachari told one of his assistants, go through these crowds and find one devotee named Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was unannounced. This assistant was going through the crowds, crying out very loudly, Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen, are you here? Nakula Brahmachari wants you to come forward. Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen heard this. Here I am. The assistant brought him to Nakula Brahmachari. As soon as he approached, Nakula Brahmachari said, your mantra is Gaur Gopal. Now give up all your doubts. So Shivananda Sen was very happy. He was convinced that yes, Nakula Brahmachari is manifesting one of the three ways that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reveal himself to his devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says the first way is called Sakshat. Sakshat means when the Lord directly, personally stands before you. The other is Avesh. Avesh is when the Lord empowers one of his devotees with such an extraordinary spirit of his mercy that literally the Lord is present in that devotee, such as Nakula Brahmachari. And the other is called Avirbhava, where the Lord manifests himself in a place even though he's personally in a different place. There's three places, Kaviraja Goswami explains, or three times when this Avirbhav was always taking place. Whenever Sachi Devi cooked bhoga, Lord Chaitanya, wherever he was, whether he was in South India, Vrindavan, Puri, when she was in her house in Navadvip, he would personally come and eat that food. One time he told one of his devotees that when you go to Navadvip, you remind my mother about that time when she cooked for me. And she was weeping and crying that I have cooked this for Nimai. Why doesn't he come here to eat it? Why is he so far away? And I ate everything on the plate. And then she came back into the deity room and saw that there was nothing on the plate. But due to her humility, she couldn't believe that this could be true. She thought that she forgot to put any bhoga on the plate, and she just offered an empty plate. So she went and filled up the plate again and offered it again. You remind her of this, and then she will have faith that actually I do come whenever she offers. Whenever there would be Harinam Sankirtan amongst the brothers of Srivas Thakur, Sri Ram, Sri Nidhi, and Sri Pati, Mahaprabhu would come there. He would manifest himself. Anywhere and everywhere that Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would manifest in that place to watch. And whenever Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti cooked bhoga in Panihati ground, the Lord would personally come there to accept their love and devotion. This is Avirbhav. Shivananda Sen was a recipient of this mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time, Shivananda Sen came to Puri with the group and he introduced his eldest son. The Lord asked, what is his name? He said, my eldest son's name is Chaitanya Das. The Lord looked at him and said, What kind of a name is that? I don't understand why you would name him Chaitanya Das. Shivananda Sen replied that whatever has manifested in the core of my heart, that is why I have named my child. This same Chaitanya Das is a very famous writer. He wrote a book which was a commentary on Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much considered this one of the great literatures of our Vaishnava tradition. One time in Puri, Shivananda Sen invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home for prasad. His wife was there also, and his children. Hare Krishna. He arranged the most costly prasad from Jagannath Temple. He presented so many nice preparations of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Lord Chaitanya ate much more than he usually ate simply because of his love for Shivananda Sen. He wanted to please his devotee, so he kept taking more and more prasad. But because of that, he felt great difficulty in his health. The next day, his son, Chaitanya Das, who was just a boy, invited him for prasad. The Lord came to his home, and Chaitanya Das, the only preparations he had was yogurt, dahi, ginger, some boiled bada, and little salt. It was just the proper medicine for indigestion. That's all he served him. And when the Lord saw this preparation, he became very pleased. He said, Chaitanya Das knows my heart. He has pleased me very much. And he ate that prasad and gave all the remnants to Chaitanya Das. Because the spirit of devotion is to please the object of your devotion. Not simply to give what you want to give, but to give what actually pleases the Lord and his devotee. Another time, as I already explained, Shivananda Sen came to Puri, and Lord Chaitanya, he would always inquire about his family, because he loved Shivananda Sen and he loved his family. Shivananda Sen told him that my wife is pregnant with a child. Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of all sannyasis, was very, very pleased with joy to hear that the wife was pregnant with a child, because he understood that Shivananda Sen, whatever he did, was as an act of devotion to Krishna. And even his having children was done as an act of sacrifice and devotion to Krishna. It was not Maya. It was bhakti. In his great pleasure, he said, when the child is born, name him after my Guru Maharaj's godbrother, Paramananda Puri. Shivananda Sen, after the Chaturmasya ended, he returned home, and when he came home, he found that his wife had given birth. So he named the boy Puri Das, or Paramananda Das. The next year, He brought his wife and children to Puri. And he presented this very small child to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked, "Please tell me, what is his name?" He said, "His name is Puridas." Lord was very happy. He said, "Oh, this is Paramananda Puridas. Very nice." Out of affection for the child, Lord Chaitanya placed his toe in the child's mouth. The child very lovingly sucked the toe of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the love that the Lord had for his devotees. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says that no one in all of creation could possibly cross the ocean of good fortune of Shivananda Sen, because he considered that the entire family of Shivananda Sen was his own family. That year when the Lord showed this special mercy to Puridas, he told Govinda that every day you give my own personal remnants of Mahaprasad to Shivananda Sen and his wife. This temple that we are at today is situated very close to the home of Shivananda Sen and his family. The deity was worshipped by the family of Shivananda Sen, and especially this Paramananda Puri, or Kavi Karnapur, established his worship in a very, very wonderful way. Kavi Karnapur's spiritual master was named Srinath Pandit, and this is the place where the temple of his guru Srinath Pandit was, where he personally worshipped the deity. What we learn from these glories of this devotee and his family is how the principle of bhakti is so very powerful that it conquers the heart of the Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prayed, "Grihe Thako, Vane Thako, Sadahari Bode Thako." Whether you're Grihastha, whether you're Sannyasi, Brahmachari, that is not what is important. What is important is you're a devotee and you're sincerely chanting Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And we see in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's society of Vaishnavas, there was no envious competition between anybody. The renunciates, the grihasthas, the rich, the poor, the simple, the aristocratic. There was perfect love and respect between someone like Kolavecha Sridhar and Maharaj Prataparudra, between Shivananda Sen and Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami, between great learned pundits and simple uneducated people, men, women, old, young. Everyone was one family in the service of the Supreme Lord. And by showing great respect and honor to each other, encouraging each other in devotional service, they became a powerful force for spreading Krishna consciousness. Today we were at Raghunath Das Goswami's birthplace. There we heard how he would embrace and offer all honor and respect to every Vaishnava. Although he was the very personification of renunciation. Shivananda Sen, he was of the same spirit with a wife and three children, because according to their natures, according to the Lord's will, they were simply doing everything, body, mind, words, and life, for the satisfaction of the Lord. Today we are in Saptagram. There was one village just a few kilometers from Raghunath Das Goswami's home. That is the village of his uncle, Kalidas. He also exhibited the same transcendental principle that we are speaking of today. Kalidas loved the devotee so much, he decided to worship them by taking the remnants of every devotee in the entire province of Bengal. He would go to the house of each devotee, honor them, respect them, then give them a gift of some bhoga or prasad, and then after they would take it, he would somehow or other use his intelligence to get those remnants. Sometimes to the Brahmins, he would just ask them for their remnants and they would give. But one time he came to the house of Jadu Thakur, which is also in Saptagram. There's a temple there. And they spoke such loving exchanges, praising each other. Jadu Thakur was of a very low caste, and he was very humble. He considered himself of a very low caste. So Kalidas understood that if he were to ask the remnants from him, it would be very embarrassing. So at the end of their talk, he gave them some first-class ripe mangoes. Jadu Thakur brought them in the house. And then Kalidas took his leave. And according to Vaishnava tradition, Jadu Thakur walked with him for some distance. Finally, Kalidas said, "Now you've walked with me enough, you should go home." And they both offered obeisances to each other. Jadu Thakur turned around. When Kalidas saw that he was a distance away and he couldn't see anything, he started gathering all the dust in the footprints of Jadu Thakur and decorating his head and his body with it. Then he secretly came back to Jadu Thakur's house and hid behind the house in some trees and just waited. Wife cut mangoes, offered them to the deities, gave them to her husband. She took the remnants of her husband. After that, all that was left was the seeds and the skins. She threw them where the garbage was thrown. Kalidas waited till it became a little dark. No one was around. And he secretly approached. He took those seeds and peels and sucked on them. As he was sucking on the seeds and the peels, ecstatic tears of love were flowing from his eyes. He was tasting nectar. He wasn't tasting mango nectar. Many of us like mango nectar, but that taste comes and goes. He was tasting the nectar of devotion. due to his faith in the glory of the Vaishnavas, he was tasting the spiritual substance of Maha Mahaprasad. Through this process, could everyone hear?
Yes. There was a no in there. Somebody said no.
I think we're finished. Through this process, Kalidas successfully obtained the remnants of every devotee in Bengal. Because of his love and affection for the devotees, he received a type of mercy that Lord Chaitanya did not give to anyone else. When the Lord would enter into Jagannath's temple, he would have his feet washed just outside of Singhadwaram. And because of his humility, he outlawed anyone to touch that water before it went into the common public drain. And sometimes the devotees daringly would secretly try to get some drops. But on this particular occasion, as the Lord was washing his feet, Kalidas placed his cupped hands right under his lotus feet. And all the drops of water that was falling from his feet, Kalidas caught it. And right before the Lord's eyes, he drank it. Then he put his hands under the feet to get a second batch. The water cascaded off the lotus feet of the Lord, filled up his cupped hands, and right before the lotus eyes of Gauranga, he drank it. The devotees were struck with wonder. How is this possible? What unbelievable courage, and what will the Lord do? Then he placed his hands under a third time, filled them with water, and drank it. Then he put it for a fourth time. Finally, Lord Chaitanya spoke, "That is enough." Because he was so pleased that Kalidas had complete faith in the Vaishnavas. That day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasad, and he happened to see, every now and then, peeking through the window, was Kalidas. He received the Mahaprasad of every Vaishnava, but he never got Lord Chaitanya's yet. So he was just looking, when? I wonder how it's possible to get those remnants. Lord Chaitanya smiled. And when he finished his prasad, he told Govinda, "You give this entire plate to Kalidas." To honor the Vaishnavas, whoever they may be, high caste, low class, educated, uneducated, man, woman, or child, to honor the Vaishnavas is Vaishnavism. That is how to win the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is how we will gain, by his mercy, the power to constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. Shivananda Sen ki, Chaitanya Das ki, Ram Das Sen ki, Srila Kavi Karnapur ki, Kali Das ki, Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Ishwara Puri Pad ki, Udharan Dat ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.